Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. We are going to continue with the 50 laws of natural health. I started this last week. It is an evolving passion of mine to give you concepts, not data. Concepts, not data you get from YouTube, not data you get from health magazines, not data you get from talking to your friends, but concepts. Those of you interested in health, radiant health, cure from disease, whatever you want to call it, wherever you're at in your evolution, bottom line, what you're missing are the concepts, the perspectives. The data is there. The research you should be doing, instead of accumulating the data, going on YouTube and listening to everybody's opinion of how to do it, the research you should be doing is about how to evolve your perspective, your interpretation of what your body's telling you, so you can piece together your unique path to radiant health. The 50 Laws of Natural Health. I'm doing a seminar on August 18th, Sunday, at one of the local hotels. It starts at 11 a.m. We go to 6, 7 p.m. We break for lunch. I've got a class. I've been running this class a year. It's my sort of beginner's class. Not just for beginners, because they've been in it a year, but I call it the beginner's class because my other class is for practitioners. It's for people who have really, really sown their oats, so to speak, in the healing game, and I can get to other concepts. That's August 18th, 11 a.m. If you're interested, 714-850-1007. If you've been listening to the show, you're noticing, definitely you're noticing, that I like to get to the punchline first. So let's get to the punchline. You're sitting at your breakfast table. You're on your porch. You've taken a moment to hear the show. I want to talk to you about your food choices. Here's a law about your food choices. When you eat your food, it's got to produce a response in your gastrointestinal tract that's physical. That feels euphoric. That produces a warmth throughout your whole body. That tells you that that food is nourishing you, even to a specific place. Remember Grandma and her wisdom? Fish feeds the brain. That's right. When the fish is right, you'll feel it in your brain. Meat, beef, builds the muscles. You want to know what? When your beef is right, when you do it right, when you're absorbing it, when you're assimilating it, when you're making the right choice, you're going to feel the beef. Where's the beef? The beef in your muscles. You know what lamb builds and duck? It builds the genitals. It builds the sex hormones. Lamb, oyster, lobster, shellfish builds the genitals, meaning the sex hormones, the testosterones, the estrogens. This isn't hard. And we'll probably never have a science behind it. But this is bigger than science. It's another kind of science. It's how your body feels when you do something. And if you don't cultivate your sensibilities in that direction, you are going to lose the game. You're going to be one of those people that says, I'm so confused because everybody tells me something different. And everybody claims it's the one way. And you're going to spin, and that's what most people do. They spin. I'm here to give you perspective. I'm here to give you a practicum, a methodology, the spiritual exercises, so to speak, the 50 laws of natural health. If you don't get this, you have missed the boat on health. And you can look at the millions of Americans playing around with this false notion that they're going to learn how to dig themselves out of the hell of disease by downing supplements advertised on every billboard, radio show, internet site in the world. It may be an okay place to start. It may be a place to get your feet wet, but it will not deliver you. Nor is it even the real purpose of herbs. God did not give us herbs to play around with herb-symptom relationships. So why is food confusing? Because we don't have the perspective. We don't know how to listen. We're so confused. People die because of this. Do you understand? Do you understand how many people die because of this? They die. They get sick. They rot out. They lose their profession. They don't have enough energy to function, let alone have the life they deserve, because they're in their head. We have taught you to be in your head. We've taught you to think your way to cure. That's a myth. It doesn't occur. So, here's another aspect to that statement. When ingesting food, you've got to feel a physical, palpable warmth in different parts of the body. Case in point, fish should go to the brain. Beef should go to the muscles. Lamb and duck should go to the genitals. In the morning, after your bowel movement, a ripe piece of fruit should feel like you're cleansing, like you're thinning out, like you're decongesting. That little cocktail of fruit, fresh fruit, peach and plum and nectarine and cherry, whatever it might be, should produce a cleansing effect. Now, if those things don't occur, something's wrong. And what's wrong is then where, respectfully, you have to apply some intellect. There's a place for intellect. There's a place for data, but only if it funnels in to your intuitive faculty. We were given the frontal lobe to feed the midbrain. You were given the frontal lobe to feed the midbrain. It is the devil to do the reverse. It's the devil to do the reverse. No, I'm not a parrot. I give you two or three times to listen so you can absorb more deeply. It's the devil to do the reverse. You don't put your head before your senses. The head follows the senses. So let's use your head a little bit. If that's not happening, if the fish doesn't fill your brain, if the fish doesn't dissolve in your stomach and make your digestive tract happy, there's something wrong with the fish. You have to address the quality of the food. There's something in your food game that doesn't work. So the first thing you're going to do when the food doesn't work is check the food, the quality of the food. And this is extremely important, because if there's no quality in the food, if you don't know anything about food quality, then you should go on YouTube and learn how to buy a piece of fresh fish. Then it's time to accumulate some data. But you're accumulating the data so you can use your real brain, the brain that derives itself from your senses. So what's the data? Yeah, Rocket science, huh? The fish should be fresh. Yeah, rocket science. The fish you buy generally at Ralph's and Lucky's and Vaughn's and Albertson's and Trader Joe's. Sorry. And pretty much Whole Foods now that it's owned by Mr. Bezos there of Amazon. Somehow that doesn't jive. Does it jive to you that Whole Foods is owned by Amazon? Little side twist to the story, huh? Whole Foods started out in Texas as some local mom-pop store. Well, God bless, it's America, right? Now you're a megalith. Good. Whole Foods is a joke. Its produce is garbage. Now, there are specialty items at Whole Foods that are nice. And because they can buy in bulk, they can make contract, bring the price down, and do what Amazon does. Undercut. So there's some reason for Whole Foods to exist, but by and large, go to Mother's. If you're down here in Southern California, go to Mother's. Go to the food co-ops. Go to the farm shares. There's the data. How do I buy higher quality food? You don't have to be a genius to get the data, but you've got to be the genius to tie the factual information together. And the genius in you is in your senses. So let's talk about quality at the farmer's market. Let's talk about the quality. Always, always, always start at the top. There's another rule. Start at the top. It's a very adversarial role or concept to start at the top, because you were taught in the great Puritan tradition, in the great masochistic perspective, to start at the bottom. You've got to earn your stripes. You've got to come from the bottom up. This doesn't apply to picking your food. Start at the top. So you go out and you find the finest sushi money can buy, like Nozawa. You don't have money? Find the money for one small meal. Sample from the best. And then look at your purse strings and determine just what you can meet. But you see, if you don't do it that way, if you don't start at the top, you don't know what you're missing. You're saying, oh, that piece of fish, it didn't work for me. You're eating dog food. You're eating garbage. You're eating synthetic muck. Unless you start at the top. So if you were to go to Nozawa down here in Orange County, if you were to try Bluefin, if you were to even do Naboo, as much of a ripoff as that is, and get the best wild fish, the best wild salmon, the best toro, the best yellowtail belly, the best fish money can buy, just like other places for the best rack of lamb, New Zealand organic rack, grass-fed, that money can buy. Just like wild salmon sold at the farmers' markets, the best that money can buy. If you do those things just to taste it, I'll bet you that fish will go to your brain. And if it doesn't, something's wrong. There's the law. Don't disrespect the law. The law is when you put that food in your body, it's got to light you up. The minute you fail to train your senses, and it is a training, it's a training of your senses to feel that food lights you up. And why is it a training of the senses? Because you are so overrun with garbage. All your negative thoughts, all your condescensions, all your fears, all your rages, all your angers prevail. So you can't really feel that food. You see what the concept is? People come in all the time. I don't know what to eat. I don't know what to eat. People are so messed up that you'd have to really sit there with them and hand feed the food because they've been so damaged by life. And your medical practitioners are not giving that perspective. While IBS, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, indigestions top the chart for what fuels chronic disease in America, No one wants to come to terms with the fact that the reason we can't feel our food is our sensors are so cluttered with everything else. And after that, our brains just make rationalizations to prevent us from ever getting healthy. On August 18th, we're going to get into concepts like this. I'm going to lay down the 50 laws, and you're going to learn them and digest them and absorb them and practice them and evolve yourself to the point where you can start to pull yourself out of the hole and towards the better life, the one you dream about but may never experience. The 50 laws of natural health is really a pathway to you. And it's evolved over 20-something years of watching people fail and a few succeed. And it's taught me as a doctor where we're missing. We're giving you, we're burying you with data and not teaching you to feel your experience. Because that's where the work really is. It's easy to get the data. It's so defective and it's so demonic. It is demonic. Our love affair with data that computer has just supported. Data, data, data. People come in. According to my data, what do you do for a living, sir? I'm an accountant, but I went to YouTube and the computer to look up my problem. You know, I've got this problem. And according to my research, dude, you're not doing any research. You don't know what research is. You're not tying together the data in a creative, complex web to determine reality. All you're doing is running, or your secretary's running, a bunch of searches on Google. And then you read them, and you accumulate data, and it doesn't mean anything. And you fall into the club of people who are being deceived by our technology. Which is not to say our technology doesn't have a place. It does have a place. It has a place as far as collecting data, and then throw it out and start using your senses. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're driving, pull over, stop, and listen for a while. If not, get to the website later. This recording will be on my website. That's straighttalk.cc. Again, August 18th, if you have any interest in your health, any true interest, and you want to end the prevailing scam, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's August 18th, 11 a.m. Call, pay the dough, the freight, $150. I have to pay my rent. I know that's not affordable. I know it's too much to spend. I know you can just watch YouTube clips all day long and accumulate data. Don't do that. What you pay for, you get, if you're smart. All right, let's continue with food. How about food cravings? How about food cravings? So we know what the food's supposed to feel like and how, if it doesn't, you've got to check the quality. You've got to check the preparation. You've got to not combine it with other garbage that you don't know is garbage. So you go mono. You just have that food. See, this is where the Japanese are so brilliant. You know, the Japanese, as far as knowing how to nourish themselves, are a class unto themselves. For an industrialized society, they are a class unto themselves. We can hail the Aborigines and the jungle people for knowing how to eat, which they do. But really, for an industrialized society, don't look to the Chinese. They're sucking down too much noodle. And don't look to the Indians. And don't look to anybody but the Japanese. The Japanese and some of the island people in the Mediterranean, they have real food knowledge. They refine it into an art form. And, you know, it's odd. Sushi, since we're on fish. Here's a good thing to do on YouTube. Look up these documentaries on the art of sushi and listen to these sushi masters talk about fish, the way these cats talk about fish is amazing. I mean, I think they're over the top, but they'll tell you it takes 2 years to learn to make the rice correctly. But the reason I bring it up is because the Japanese, when they take premium quality fatty wild fish, say toro, fatty tuna, wild, say, coho salmon, and they mix it with rice. That rice that takes 2 years to learn to make, and a little wasabi, and you ingest that. The combination of the rice, the wasabi, the soy sauce, and the fish itself soothes digestion. The Japanese are masters of soothing digestion. They're not masters of staying relaxed. They don't understand how to relax. They are the tensest culture of cultures. But they know how to soothe digestion when they eat. And there, we can introduce the notion of food combining. But food combining in the early stages is complicated, because you have to start to master the senses. But just for the record, understand there are combinations of food that collectively summate to what it takes to soothe digestion. The sushi experience is one of them. But that's a little over your head, because, you see, to do that, you have to feel your experience. The easiest way to practice that is eat one food. Eat one food at a time. Start at the top. Get the highest quality. If you don't get that feeling, ingesting the food, producing a physical, palpable warmth in different parts of the body, even specific to the food, as I mentioned earlier, or just in general, or just a generalized feeling of endorphin through your GI tract, check the quality, check the preparation, check the combination. If you get good at that, at some point, evolving out of that will be your intuitive faculties. You'll begin to have cravings for food. The 50 laws of natural health. The food needs to create an endorphin rush when you eat it. Here's another law. You have to have cravings. If you're not having cravings, something's really wrong. Something's really wrong with your relationship with food if you haven't begun to cultivate the cravings. Now, you can read what you want, do what you want, go where you want, pay whatever you want, talk to whoever you want. A year, 2 years down the line, if those two laws are not respected, you're going to fail. This is the 50 laws of natural health. I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something you need to listen to. You need to get on this train, because our success rates are too low. They're far too low. You're drinking too much Kool-Aid. And I don't think I can scream this loud enough. I'm not talking about your allopaths. I'm not talking about your hospitals, your surgeons, your medical doctors. I'm talking about you in the holistic camp. The people that are into this alternative medicine stuff are drinking Kool-Aid. That's why you're so confused. You think that somehow being an insider on the argument between vegetarianism and pescatarianism and veganism and primal and paleo and keto and kato and kudo and all this nonsense about, oh, this is the best way to eat. You think you're going to figure this out by participating in this endless idiotic blender of stupidity advocated by these bozos that write these books and swear that this is the way. Do you realize how inherently stupid that is? Is an Aborigine like a Nicaraguan? Is a Nicaraguan like an Eskimo? So then why then does anyone have the right to write a book from any of them and say this is the way? The way is your way. Your way specific to you, to who you are. As a complex, as a summation of an infinite number of variables. And the only pathway is not through your big fat head, my friend. And that's all we feed with this garbage, is your ego, your head. And your senses underneath it all are clamoring, begging for you to listen, but you can't hear them. And every day that YouTube search gets you further and further away. I'm going to end the show early today. God bless you. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Get to the website. Listen to the show. Call the office. August 18th, 11 a.m. on the 50 laws. I'll continue like this. And as far as my classes are concerned, increasingly I want my people, I want the people in my classes to put this stuff to work so we can create the think tank of health devotees that I envisioned a long time ago. Okay, that's it. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.